found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a hump day edition of Tidbits, a Wednesday, the 6th day of March. Here we are, ready for yet another day of operation, Matthew.
Yes, we are.
Good morning.
Here we go.
We're so professional. You got to be something that's rated on our podcast. Very professional.
Super pros.
You know, I was going through all of our stuff, and there's a study conducted by Spin Genie, which analyzed Google search data to uncover the nostalgic snacks that people are searching for the most.
Sure.
Dunkaroos are on the list.
Oh,
remember Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos.
They still don't make those, do they?
I don't think so. And I don't know why.
But those were like glazed donut strips, right? I mean, wasn't that?
It was like a cookie.
Okay.
And then you had icing and you dipped it in the icing.
Okay, a dunker. Yeah. Oh, yes, okay.
So you dunked it, yeah.
Okay. Oreo cakesters.
Oreo cakesters.
Now, I presume
that vaguely rings a bell.
Those were cake-like, I presume. Called cakesters. Matthew can research this as we go.
I'm saying, why'd they quit making Dunkaroos?
Why did they quit doing the ice cream that people like so much? That they, you know, it seems like they get rid of stuff you like and then shove stuff down your throat you hate. You know, it's like, I don't want this.
No one wants this. Come on. So according to my in-depth 30-second research here.
All right.
Dunkaroos were discontinued in 2012 due to a number of factors, including low sales and a health-conscious trend.
We're so very good at that now.
Some have also theorized the snack disappearance is due to a drop in popularity and objections to the brand's advertising.
I don't remember their advertising.
I
don't remember that either. This is really nostalgic for us because we don't remember. I don't recall Dunkaroos really that vividly.
They were, I want to say.
But they came with their own little snack pack.
Yeah, they came with a thing and, you know.
So I suppose they, you know. Of course, that's about the time frame, isn't it, that we went to the healthy lunch deal for the kids? Mm-hmm. And, you know. Didn't they kind of whittle down on that they even monitored what you were bringing to school if you brought your lunch?
Some places, yeah.
It's none of your business.
Right.
You know?
That if you brought, you know, like a piece of candy or if mom put that in as a little treat, you got in trouble. Those were stories we had back then.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we went to a few school lunches.
And they were pretty pathetic. They were pretty pathetic.
Oreo cakesters. I still don't really recall those.
Oreo cakesters.
They had to be cake-like, I presume. Cookies, maybe more cake-like.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so they were more like cakey versions of Oreos. Okay? So you had like a cakey, like a spongy, and then the middle part, and then another cakey, spongy thing.
Okay. And those haven't been around for a while.
No. They're described are soft-baked snack cakes with a cream filling between two chocolate cakes. Suitable for all ages. It can be packed in lunch boxes or given as birthday treats.
We got cakesters at Timmy's birthday. It was so fun. We never get cakesters at our house. His parents love him.
Now, these aren't gone. Next on the list, Bagel Bites. They're still around, aren't
they? Yeah, you still get Bagel Bites, for sure, 100%.
I don't know why.
Okay, so I guess just because you're nostalgia doesn't mean they're
gone.
They're gone.
It's just stuff that you remember from yesteryear.
But Dunkaroos,
they're gone. Tab soda. Now, why anyone on earth would miss Tab is beyond me.
You still get Tab. It's still around.
I know. It's got the weirdest, funkiest taste ever. And I know that was around at least in the 60s because mom would get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want a kid to stay out of something, get something like that. Tab and or you got, what was it, the frozen stuff It's not ice cream. Always gets ice crystals
on it.
Oh,
like sherbet?
Yeah, something. Like sherbet. Yeah. Get that, too. Yeah. Kids will stay out of it.
It's immediately freezer burnt. Mm.
It's
sign
always,
me up.
It's always at the bottom. It's down there with the cow tongue you had when you had butchered a cow.
Yep.
We'll make sandwiches out of that. Go on.
All right, just go by the brains there and the tongue. There, it's down there.
Well, that's good eating.
Let's see, what else? Fruitopia. That's still around, isn't it?
I think so.
That's just strips of fruit chewy, right? I don't know these. I don't really have snacks. Mm. You know me. You know, a saltine cracker comes in nice. Bland, a little salt, and that's a treat.
Someone just texted, I heard Big Donna's stop making banana twins.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved, so.
But again, that's something I, you know, I had a, we'll call it a zing-a-ling the other day.
A zing-a-ling.
Okay. And it was the red one, you know, it's got the coconut on top, you know, and it's, that didn't taste at all like it used to. That's from Polly Jadison.
Well, surely your taste buds haven't changed at all.
No.
That's not you. It's,
I mean, it wasn't that long ago I had those. I remember, and they were, I loved them. Okay, I couldn't get enough of them.
Sure.
But those were from Jolly Sadison, I believe. The
Jolly Sadison. Is she happy? Nope, she's Sadison.
And you could get a whole bunch of them back when we had the bread store here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good prices. You know, you could go in there and... Oh, the good old days. What happened? Crystal Pepsi.
That was out for like 10 minutes. I missed that so much. Where is it?
Was that clear? Is that what it was?
Someone texted, by the way, real quick.
Okay.
The Dunkaroos are still being made.
Oh.
You can still get Dunkaroos in most cookie aisles and online.
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. In 2020, General Mills announced the return of Dunkaroos, offering the same original recipe and taste with new flavor additions. Yes. There you go.
Now, I think this is still out there. Somebody texted. We're bringing back all these memories. They remember Sanka being advertised.
Sanka!
On the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah. Wasn't that coffee that didn't give you the sour gut?
Like supposedly. It, yeah. I think that, yeah.
My grandma drank Sanka all year long.
Well, you drink coffee all year, man. It's not just seasonal.
Okay, I guess, let me back that up.
Not like the Cardinal moving to Florida in the winter. Our state bird. Okay. You can drink coffee all year.
So coffee should be purely seasonal. No, we'd have get-togethers in the middle of July. It's 105 degrees out. There's Grandma sipping on her Sanka.
You know, I'll drink coffee in hot weather. It's just... So, you know, Grandma wasn't a weirdo. Okay? Don't be thinking that. She was perfectly fine.
All right.
Okay. So we left off with Crystal Pepsi. It is 6:30, so we'll take a break. We got a few more that we can go through.
Right.
Okay. And maybe others that people out there can come up with themselves.
Okay. Like, what snack do you miss?
You know,
Or what are you nostalgic for?
Yeah. All right. So we'll do that. Let's check news with Karen.
This is Tidbits.
We're in the midst of nostalgic snacks. And again, you know, some of my... What's something that you used to make that maybe you were the only kid that really made it? Like, you were at home, you were a latchkey kid.
True.
What were you making for yourself?
Let's see. I was a big... we were a big Chef Boyardee family.
Okay.
So we had a lot of that. There was one thing I've never seen any other family make except us. And... I remember my brother making it more than me. I did a few times. But you take peanut butter.
Yeah.
All right. You take peanut butter, put maple syrup in it.
Okay.
Stir it up.
Yeah.
Until it becomes like sort of, I don't know.
Kind of like quicksand?
Kind of. Right. So you kind of loosen up the peanut butter.
Okay.
And then you dip bread in it.
You dip.
You dip bread.
You don't spread it.
You dip bread in it. Yeah. I've never seen anyone else make that before. We didn't even have a name for it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. I haven't had it since I was probably you know, 7, 8 years old.
Because I will admit that I've had waffles, mm-hmm. and I'll put peanut butter on the waffle and yeah. then maple syrup.
There you go.
It tastes pretty good to me.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know,
so.
And peanut butter with bologna.
You're the only person I know that does that.
I can't be the only person out there that does that.
Someone just texts, sugar sandwich. A sugar sandwich.
I think.
Okay.
You know, back when I was a kid, Mom ate some of the weirdest. And that may have been a sugar sandwich. Right. I just remember onions for some reason. And
onions and sugar? Mm.
Now, they say they've made that as well. I don't know what they're referring to. This texture.
Oh, this is the peanut
Maybe
butter
it was and your concoction, but it is good. You know, if you
butter the bread, then when Mom wasn't looking, dip it in the sugar canister. Okay.
Why did we crave sugar?
You tell me, man.
You know, because I always liked Life cereal, even as a youngster.
Yeah.
But I would add additional sugar.
Oh, you always did, man. That's every cereal you got back then was super bland.
But now, if I did that, it would
be
just
way too
drive
much.
Me crazy.
Yeah, you know? For sure. Remember eating like Rice Krispies, which is on our list later on. But you know, you get a bowl of that, douse it in sugar, and at the end you have that like pile of grainy sugar at the bottom with your milk. It's the best, man.
Let's see. Kudos granola bars.
Mm.
Now, do you recall that?
Kudos were basically
okay.
Basically, they were granola bars, okay. And they came out in the '80s when there was a big, you know, like, granola's healthy. Grab granola. Granola, yeah, it's so good. It's good for you. And Kudos were basically candy bars.
They just made them basically not healthy.
Right, right. So they were basically candy bars disguised as, okay. You know, something.
So if you had a Kudos in your lunch bag.
Right. It was pretty much a Snickers, you know.
Are Orbitz drinks still around?
I don't know. I don't.
Orbitz.
I don't think so.
I recall Orbitz, but I don't.
That was a super like early 2000 okay. things.
I never drank any. I know you were crazy about Tang as a child, right?
Yeah, Tang is great.
You still like Tang? Do you get it?
So, hold on. Orbitz was a non-carbonated fruit-flavored drink with edible balls floating in it. Edible balls. It was introduced.
That sounds pretty.
It was introduced by the Clearly Food and Beverage Company of Canada in 96, was sold most markets by 97. The drink was made from gel and gum and sugar, contained chewy gel balls suspended in a support matrix. And we're going around like, yeah, this is good, man. Mm.
I never tried one. And I never knew that that's how they were made. I had no clue. Now, I think I'm remembering Orbitz gum more than drinks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you still see Orbitz gum.
Yeah.
But I don't recall Orbitz drinks, and I didn't realize they had edible balls.
Ultimately, the drink was discontinued in 1997 due to a lack of customer interest. Just a year after its launch. Because of the strange texture and flavor combinations, some say it's a food from the 90s, better left in the past.
Now, here's somebody says they ate peanut butter and Karo syrup.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, what's Karo normally used for? It's like mostly like, baking.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've ever just ate it. Okay, just to sample it. Mm. You ever have the Nestle's Quick, you know, the where you... take off the top.
Yeah. You have to like pry it open.
Powder.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever just take a spoonful of that in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you walk around and you go, like, and this is really good.
Why do they make stuff like that for kids? You got to know they're going to do that.
What? I mean, you can't change the properties of.
No, somebody...
isn't it technically it's technically hydrophobic? I believe
it's
where it doesn't water doesn't really break us. You know what I mean?
You know, there's going to be a kid that's going to take his spoon. He's just going to take a mouthful.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, as a fat kid growing up in rural Howard County, 100%, man.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, look what they're doing with glue. Okay. your paste, okay? In the early days, you know, the paste, you know, it was kind of minty. I know that because I tried it.
I never had it. I had that part in my brain that was like, let's not do that.
Well, then they always said it was made out of, like, horse meat, right?
Yes, I mean, or horse, yeah.
Paste.
Yeah.
This says Charbet has them, and it's called Boba or Baba?
Oh, Boba, yeah.
Boba. What's Boba?
Boba is, I don't know if Boba's the same thing as what Orbitz was doing,
okay.
But Boba is like these little balls
okay.
that when you like kind of bite into them, there's like liquid inside.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the same thing Orbitz was doing. And Boba drinks, those go to the bottom.
Okay.
But Orbitz was like suspended throughout.
Okay.
So.
Somebody's holding up a... A personal size zero sugar Tang.
Heck yeah.
Really good. They sell almost anywhere, they say.
So I drink almost every day. If I'm not drinking coffee in the morning, my drink of choice is generic sugar-free Tang.
Okay. So you don't get, you get like Wang.
Yes. Wang.
You save some money.
Pour me a glass of Wang.
Okay, so we've got Waffle Crisp cereal. Waffle Crisp cereal.
Okay.
I don't know if that's still out there or not.
Pretty sure Waffle Crisp was, again, basically candy for breakfast.
Well, they always said this part of it, and they always showed it. And what kid, okay, had a bowl of cereal, toast, orange juice, and another glass of milk?
Like a side of eggs, you know, who's... What kid is eating that breakfast? I'm going to live in that house.
I couldn't believe that one house I stayed at, and we had a separate glass of milk after we had milk in the cereal. I can't drink that much milk, okay?
I know. Waffle Crisp is a breakfast cereal made by Post that contains maple syrup-flavored corn cereal bits and waffle shape. It was first launched in 96 and temporarily discontinued from 2018 to 2021. Post announced early 21 that the cereal would be back, and in 2022 was announced it would be returning permanently.
How about that?
So you can get your
waffle
crisp.
So it's still out there.
Yeah.
And then here at the tail end of the list, and it's still readily available.
Right.
And has been forever, Rice Krispies. You were talking about that.
Right. But who's really sitting around pining for Rice Krispies?
Rice Krispie treats.
Well, yeah, but that's a Rice Krispie treat. That's, I mean, the bowl of Rice Krispies is kind of nasty.
Are they?
Yeah.
There may be children out there right now.
Unless you douse it in sugar. It's like, puffed rice. Yum.
All right. Anything else that comes to mind? Because I'm thinking, you know, maybe something. You know, I never did like Chocola.
Really?
I just thought that tasted terrible.
Loved it. I'll still drink.
And it's still out there, isn't it?
Chocola's hard to come by, but you can still get Yoo-Hoo, which is its close cousin.
And when Quick came out with strawberry powder, that was hideous.
Mm. Loved it.
Seriously?
Loved it. Strawberry milk's awesome. Absolutely.
I guess, you know, back in my day, you just didn't snatch stuff up. You know, it's basics. You're eating, you know, you're not getting tasty stuff.
You're drinking water from the hose, warm, tepid water, green beans, not seasoned.
You didn't snatch your
boil them up.
You just drank milk.
whole milk or buttermilk, one of the two.
I don't remember. I think early on in my school career, we weren't even offered vanilla or chocolate. It was just...
This whole milk?
Yeah, that's milk. What you got. That was it.
Yeah.
And they brought it in into those bottles. There was the milkman. Cling, cling. Here you go, children.
There you go.
Buttermilk for you, Bobby.
I had a friend. His mom made him drink buttermilk. I would go to his house like, hey, could Sean come outside? He's got to drink his buttermilk, and there he is, sitting at the table trying to choke down his buttermilk before he could go outside.
What about the hippy-dippy parents that would get that peanut butter that gets all oily?
Oh, yeah. You get it separates.
Now, did you like that?
No, we never had that. We were a Jif family.
Mom bought that once.
100%. We were a Jif family.
Why did you buy that?
You tell me. Because it's
hideous, oily tasting.
It's all natural. You got that in your kudos bar, and you're good to go.
I think that belongs in Lansing, my friend. That's not this neck of the woods. Here's, somebody says they want biscuits and gravy flavored cereal. Now, do you? It's like some of the various flavors they offer now. You know, it's like, do you really want that in your ice cream? You want ice cream to taste like that?
Right.
You know, ice cream to me is sweet and flavorful, and sure, you know, you don't ruin it.
Right. That's like if you seen people that are like, pickles is the big thing right now. There's everything pickle flavored. Pickle flavored ice cream and drinks and milkshakes, and it's just, it sounds so disgusting. Who wants pickle flavored ice cream?
I don't get it. Some people probably love it. Just like, you know, we've always talked about black licorice and our distaste for it, but some people just love it. Chocolate chip pancakes, this person says, and chocolate strawberry milk.
Chocolate strawberry milk, so you combine the two?
Was breakfast my dad Rusty made.
Wow.
What a memory for them, evidently. Could you combine the two? That'd be like a...
Why you couldn't.
A Neapolitan.
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't.
If you had the proper mixture.
That was the ice cream of choice for birthdays across the... Across the fruited plain back in the day.
My sister was the grossest girl kid I ever knew, basically. But she had, and I know, you know, Laverne and Shirley, that one on there would drink it, that Pepsi and milk. Mm. Have you ever had that?
That's a South thing. That's a Southern thing.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%.
Now, I like, you know, like RC Cola to me was mixed with vanilla ice cream at Grandma's house.
That
was
a
black cow.
Right. Someone sent us a picture of Ding Dongs when they were wrapped in foil.
Oh, the good old days.
When they were wrapped in foil.
I mean, really wrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Individual wraps of foil.
Yes.
Now, those were delicious. What happened? Okay. My taste buds could not have changed that much.
They do, though. They absolutely, your tastes change over the years, man.
Now, I know the lingers appear to be smaller.
Yeah.
They all are.
Right. I feel like I remember the Ding Dongs when they were wrapped in foil.
Oh, they were great.
That it would occasionally, you couldn't get it all off, and they would like leave little strips.
That's the way life is,
right? And if you weren't careful, then you would be gnawing on foil, and it would
Those were the good old days, okay? When you could consume other things with your snack,
right?
We'd go out and head out to the playground and slide down the 250-degree slide.
Absolutely. That's how we did it back then.
I did, and then they went to, like, it was still foil, but they were different. And then it just got to, the taste was... Is it going back to the use of lard?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because, is it a cane sugar thing versus corn syrup thing? I don't know.
That's an... You know, we need to go back to... I mean, seriously, look at us. What have we gained as a society?
Right.
How heavy we are.
Sure.
We haven't gained nothing out of this. Why can't we go back?
We just gained weight since then.
So why can't we go back to...
Yeah, you tell me.
Using more lard. I still see it. It's sold. I saw a guy one time with like 5 buckets of lard.
What are you doing with that?
Probably doing a fish fry or something.
Yeah, that's true.
I presume.
That's true.
But, you know, I mean, we always had a can of Imgi. It was always Imgi lard, I think. Okay? Not Acme.
Because sure.
You always had Acme Dynamite.
Right.
Wile E. Coyote. Mm. My dad said he was a Tang baby. So, evidently, see, he probably had Tang in his bottle.
Oh, okay.
For all I know.
Right on.
Which I had a cousin that had always had pop in their bottle when she was a baby.
How their teeth
terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, those baby teeth were gone, okay? It was not a smart idea.
Sure. I've known people that you know, not from around here, but they would put sweet tea in their kids' bottles, and same thing.
Oh, it's just...
So their teeth would be
hideous
wrecked.
Result.
Just wrecked.
You know, fortunately, those are baby teeth. But
right.
My goodness.
Right.
It was just a...
It can't be good for your adult teeth. It can't be good for your teeth coming in, man.
I don't know why she did that, why she let her have that, you know?
Right.
Now, my mom says, you know, that she wondered if I was dead as a baby because I didn't really ever cry, you know. Sure. And she would put cream of wheat in a bottle, make the nipple hole bigger.
Yep.
And I just loved it.
That was pretty common. That was pretty common back then.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it was, probably a roly-poly. Blonde hair, blue-eyed.
Is that right?
I was a baby. Now, when that switched, I don't know.
Right. That's how my brother was.
The looks my parents must have got.
Sure.
I've got a brother and a sister. They're both brown hair. Mm. My parents are both.
What's your milkman look like?
Because we still had him then. And a bread man. My dad was a bread man for Omar.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, you would, you'd place your order. Okay, I think I'll take 5 loaves this week. You know, it was always like a weekly or bi-weekly order. And, they used to have a diaper service because, mm-hmm. It's just, things were so different.
My the first house I grew up in, we had a LP tank. And so it was filled by the Tenbrook company out of Kokomo. Mm-hmm. And my brother always joked that he was the Tenbrook guys because
I don't know what makes you like that. And then when did it all go away? Because I see, of course, my baby pictures are all in black and white, but you can tell. Yeah. But then
I don't know. It's weird.
Then
it's
I see a picture. I'm 5 years old. I look like crap and I got dark hair.
You look like crap.
I've been crying, I think, before the picture,
Sure.
I didn't want the picture taken. Something.
Yeah. Well, because, pictures hurt. You got to sit there and smile and it's bright.
Did you ever?
I ain't got time for that.
Speaking of that, and kind of the old days, do you ever think you took a good school picture?
I thought I did, and then you look back and you're like, "Gosh, man!" I honestly I look back at some stuff and I'm like, "Why did my mom let me? Did she just not care? Did she just let me walk out of the house? Why?" Was she just so frazzled with everyday life that it just kicked in?
Now, in your later years of school, you had PE just before pictures.
Right. And so I was always wet-haired and,
I always had a cowlick, it seemed like, back in the early days. Elementary. Then the whole happy 12th year of my life, I get these ugly glasses like you're wearing now.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't wear those then, okay? Those,
yeah, now they're cool.
Those were not attractive, okay? And then there are all the glasses.
I had someone, when I first got these, God, what'd she call it? Someone, this woman walked up to me and she's like, oh, you have,
I call them Earl Nightingales.
Birth control glasses. You got
birth control.
I see you got some birth control glasses. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, when we were younger, if you had glasses like that,
I wanted the the wire rims.
Yeah,
preferably round.
Sure.
So I could look like a beetle,
like Glennon. Yeah.
But no, they had to be too expensive, of course.
So we got a text. My mother grew up in the Depression and had a biscuit dipped in lard.
Okay.
And a cup of coffee for breakfast before going to school. Going to school. All right, Mary, get your lard biscuit and your coffee. Gosh.
I'm telling you.
She drank coffee every day for 85 years. 85 years before passing at the age of 92.
I'm telling you.
They were built different back then, man.
It was 100%. Just, we can't imagine what life was like back then.
No. No.
And how tough it probably truly was, It's, we have no clue in today's world. No,
absolutely not.
So, I don't think I've ever, I didn't want to just eat lard. I never, it's just not.
But you heard that, like lard sandwiches and, it was onion and lard. Gosh, my aunt would tell me about that. Growing up on the farm, man, that's what they would do: onion lard sandwiches. Gosh,
bet you smelled good too.
I bet.
All right, so there we go. Some tidbits on this Wednesday. We'll do it again tomorrow, Matthew.
Sounds good.
All right, see you then.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.